And now I believe joining us on the other end of the phone is Daniel from Boyce Avenue.
Hey guys, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourselves?
We're very, very good, thank you.
Very well.
We are. Now, we were just saying that the big top at the Isle of Wight Festival is looking very, very good. You're playing, aren't you?
Yes, and you know, we're really excited about it. We up until now we haven't played a lot of the festival shows or been on the festival scene. We've been so busy headlining our own shows, but it's something we've always wanted to do, and doing it in the UK has got to be one of the best place to start. So,
oh well, now you're joining us in Florida, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. So we've got a. But is it true we've got a 5-hour time delay?
Yes. So I actually just woke up.
Oh, blimey! We haven't woken you up, have we?
No.
Oh no.
No, but I did have to set an alarm. So.
Oh dear. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to join us this afternoon. You're live on. You're live on air with Josh Peverley and Callum Fairweather on the solo festival show. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you for having us.
No worries.
Okay, so we're going to have a chat about the new single, then the Isle of Wight Festival, and then we're going to look at some of the questions, because we've been going crazy from everyone asking us questions about you, so...
Good.
Now, you've got a new single, Hear Me Now, it's coming out on the 14th of May, and we're going to be playing you out to that very later on. So tell us a bit about that.
It's a song that Alejandro wrote. Alejandro's the youngest brother. The band is, you know, Alejandro, who plays guitar and piano. Fabian, who plays guitar, and then myself, and I play bass. And Alejandro's our lead singer, and he's our principal songwriter. And this is a song that he wrote. I think he had just seen a movie and was just really inspired and wrote the song. And then for us, it was one of the first songs we ever recorded and produced together. And it's become kind of a fun song to play on the road, because we've started and ended shows with it before, and it always has a good amount of energy, and I don't know, it's just something that when we play we always sort of think about just the camaraderie of all of us on stage, and it's just become kind of a special song for us.
It is a great track. So
Thank you.
You've been posting covers on the internet for a while now. I mean, I saw one in 2009, was it? And
2007, actually.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You've got something like 550 million views. That's that's incredible. That's all together. And so how did it come about, and how did Boyce Avenue form?
So, you know, Alejandro and Fabian had been watching a lot of videos on YouTube of people, you know, I guess you'd call them old school YouTubers at this point.
Yeah.
Doing just like webcam videos that had kind of gone viral. You know, and I think the whole concept of somebody singing or showing their talent on YouTube was starting to catch on. And, you know, Alejandro had the idea that, you know, we should just try to do the same. And so we had been writing original music, and we had been playing shows. And at these shows, like most bands, you know, a lot of times you have to start out by playing covers until you have your own catalog of music to play from or to draw from. And so, Alejandro was like, well, let's start posting some videos on YouTube. And we all sat down as brothers, and we put our heads together, figure out the best way to do that. And one of the things we decided that we would do to try to differentiate ourselves was to try and do it at a high level of quality. Like I said, everything out there sounded very bad, and it was all done like on webcam, you know? And so we decided to try to do, you know, get an HD, you know, we invested in an HD camera. We tried to get some better audio recording gear, and from the first video, that was our kind of like our mission statement, and I think it resonated with people, and a few years later, here we are, you know.
So I think it's really special how you're all brothers and you're all in it together. That's what really gets there for me.
Well, thank you. It's funny because people ask a lot about whether we fight like cats and dogs or what our relationship is like, but we're actually very close. You know, we've always been good friends. That's a large reason why I'm even playing music, to be honest, is just to hang out with my brothers.
So touching, you know, really, to hear that.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, all my brothers do is fight. That's it. They'd never ever sit down. They'd never sit down and sing or anything.
You know, well, what's funny is I think that, you know, we grew up with it was a very warm and close-knit household. You know, my parents worked really hard. They had a hard time in Houston when the market collapsed over there, and you know, through no fault of their own, they lost their house, and so we started again in Florida, and my brothers and I were all sharing a room for years and years, till at least I was 13 or 14, and I think that that just teaches you to sort of respect each other and to get along, and so, you know, we have no problem kind of hanging out in tight quarters, which helps on the bus and in the hotels and stuff like that.
It does. Now, as we were saying about the Isle of Wight Festival, which we're all really, really looking forward to, but you were saying you really wanted to play a festival, and how did all that come about? John Giddings, the Isle of Wight Festival promoter, do you know him?
Yeah, well, no. You know, what's kind of cool is that we have an amazing booking agent in the UK and Europe, Jeff Meal, and he's got a good relationship with John, and he was telling John about us, but, you know, for poor Jeff, it's always an uphill battle when you do what we do. As a band, we're doing really big and successful headline shows all over the world. But you know, a lot of people in the mainstream, since we don't have a label and we're not.
No, you have your own label, don't you?
Yeah. So since we're doing it all on our own, people don't really know what to make of Boyce Avenue. And so, you know, I think John Giddings was on the fence, to be honest, about putting us on the bill. And so Jeff, our booking agent, had the idea for us to take it to the people, to Twitter. And so we rallied all of our fans, and I mean, we have some of the best fans in the whole world.
There was a YouTube video as well that was made. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that as well.
And they took it to Twitter, and they just blew John Giddings up with tweets. And he was so impressed that within a couple days, he wanted us on the bill. So it was really cool to know that, like, this, you know, everything is because of the fans, to be honest. We couldn't do anything without them, but this was certainly a case where there was a direct correlation.
What made you want to play the Isle of Wight Festival then?
You know, it's just such a big, iconic festival, and there's something about playing in the summer that I just think is kind of cool, you know? And on top of all of that, to be honest, it also just routed perfectly. So from the get-go, we knew it was something we wanted to do. And then as the headliners started getting announced, I mean, it was just mind-blowing. I mean, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, and in particular, Pearl Jam, which we're all big fans of. So we just had to have it.
I agree. Do you think you'll stay around and catch some other bands then, or have you got to go straight after your set?
You know, the next day we play the Park Pop Festival in the Netherlands, which is apparently a really big festival. But we're going to try, I think we're trying to move heaven and earth if we can, to stay all the way through the whole bill on Saturday. Cause,
well, Pearl Jam's, you know, playing on Saturday night, so
that'd be...
Yeah, yeah. So we want to get the whole experience, and we definitely want to see Pearl Jam. And, you know, between London, we play London... 2 days prior to us getting there. So if we can get to the festival by Friday night, we'd like to catch that. We'd like to catch that as well.
That's great. So is Isle of Wight Festival your only UK festival this year, or do you have others in the pipeline?
It is. It is the only festival for this year. We were entertaining the option of a few other things, but we decided to keep it as an Isle of Wight festival only.
Exclusive.
And, yeah, and we're going to, well, you know, because we're also, for the rest of the year, the remainder of the year, we're going to try to record some new music and do some pretty cool things that we hope to announce, you know, in the coming months. So we're going to keep it as all part of our June tour. We're playing a couple festivals in Germany, the festival in the Netherlands, and then the Isle of Wight Festival. And then we hope to just kind of disappear for a little bit and do some new music and announce some cool things for the end of the year.
So now, because you're all sort of like homegrown, something I really want to know, if you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, who do you think it would be?
Oh, man. Well, if I guess I'll do both. If you had to say dead, honestly, I would have to say Michael Jackson, because he's just such a legend, and, you know, we're huge, huge fans.
Everyone we've interviewed has said Michael Jackson.
They have, haven't they? Every single person we've interviewed said Michael Jackson.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be trite, but when somebody's amazing, you know, you just got to give them credit. And he just would have been such a trip to really just watch him in the studio. But if we said living, I can't speak for the guys, but I know we're huge John Mayer and Keith Urban fans as far as what they do vocally and also on the guitar. So I think those would be really good matches for us because, you know, we put a lot of care into our guitar stuff, but also the vocals. I think Taylor Swift is really talented.
That'd be a great collaboration.
Voice Only featuring Taylor Swift, that'd be a very, very good collaboration.
So I think any of those three artists, and I'm sure I'm leaving off a ton, because, you know, but I know the boys and I would jump at the opportunity to do that.
As I said earlier, our Twitter's been going absolutely crazy from questions.
Can I just butt in quickly?
Yeah, sure.
I've got somebody called Mira Loves Boyce Avenue. She's probably tweeted me about 50 times. Put it this way, she's made my phone crash, so I've had to turn it off. But she says, can you say hi to her?
Of course. Hello, Mira. Thank you so much for your support and for, you know, crashing phones all over the world.
Now, Callum, are you on Twitter at the moment?
I am. Loads and loads of questions. So first off, Amber Elliott wants to know, what's your favourite thing to do besides touring and making amazing music?
Oh, well, thank you. You know, we all have very varied hobbies. I'd say collectively, all of us really love watching movies. I mean, who doesn't? But Alejandro in particular is like a movie nut. Like, he watches several movies a week, and especially on tour. I like to hang out with family, and I love, you know, to be honest, one of my favorite things to do is Fabiana and I play basketball together every Monday night with some guys locally, and we used to play, like, in high school and growing up, and that honestly is still, to this day, one of my favorite things ever to do. Like we won't, it takes a lot for us to miss one of those. Like, it's got to be, like, somebody's birthday or an anniversary.
That's great. I love that. Amber also asks, "Is what's your favorite place to perform and why?"
Jeez, there's just so many great places. I feel like it would be like almost impossible to choose. What's funny is that every time we think we have a favorite, the next tour we think we have a new favorite. Yeah, so who knows, you know, like, and it just keeps going, because, you know, we had done some really great shows in New York City, and then we went to Australia, and Sydney was just mental, and then last tour, we, in Europe, you know, London, you know, Shepherd's Bush was just, you know, for us was just a legendary night, and then we bounced back to the U.S., and there were a few shows that were just off the chain, so it just honestly, the beauty of the support we've received is that everything just keeps getting crazier and crazier. So, you know, I almost hope that we never have a favorite because every tour keeps getting better and better.
That's great.
See, I can't believe how big some of the venues you're playing are in the UK. And I mean, look how far down the Isle of Wight Festival lineup are. Why aren't you on the main stage?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you'd have to talk to John Giddings.
I was tempted to sort of spam his emails and say, why aren't Boyce having you on the main stage? But I thought, I won't annoy him.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Hopefully you'll be back and you'll be on the main stage.
Yeah, you know, for us, that's kind of what's exciting is that, like, we, you know, there was a period there where we were a little restless, you know? I don't want to say young and stupid because that's so cheesy, but we were a little restless, and that's around the phase when we signed to the label, which ended up being a huge mistake for us. But we wanted things faster, quicker, I don't know. But now we're in this really great place where we're just excited about everything. We're seeing growth. We're seeing such great support from you know, the fans that you know, those things kind of almost, we see it as like a cool little challenge, like, come back next year and to a festival and just be on the main stage or be in a better position. And you know, I just think a lot of people just still don't fully understand what we're doing or how many people really are into what we're doing. and it's cool. It's just an education process, and we just have to be really patient.
I can't believe the growth. I mean, I first heard about you in 2009, and now I've heard your new album, and it's, wow, it's amazing.
And you've got over 1 million fans on Facebook. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of like you lose track of the numbers, but when you hear it, it's just kind of, it reminds you. But yeah, I'm glad you guys have been listening. I hope you'll get to see a show. Are you going to be able to come out?
We're going to see you at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Cool.
Now, something my good buddy Piers Young wants to know. He's very intrigued as to why you're called Boyce Avenue.
Oh, well, you know, it's a combination of the streets that we grew up on as kids. And, you know, it's actually really hard to choose a name. So many things are either taken or they're already copyrighted or somebody's already squatting on a website domain name. And it was really frustrating for a while. And we wanted to have something that really spoke to who we are and how we grew up and how long we've actually been together, you know. And at some point, I think we were in the parking lot after a show in Gainesville, and Flavian just tossed out, you know, Boyce Street, which was one of the streets we had grown up on as kids, but it just felt a little too back street or black street, and we didn't want to be the Boyce Street boys. So we just kind of kept tweaking, and we realized that there were, you know, two different main streets we'd grown up on. We put them together, and Boyce Avenue came out. So
that's great. And Twitter again, a BA princess wants to know if you noticed the trending on Twitter. Is it BA fam? She wants to know if you noticed that.
Oh, it's trending?
It has been.
It has been.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I had no idea.
Well, you do now. Now, the Boyce Avenue Street Team Australia want to know, when are you coming back to Australia?
Oh, we miss it so much. We're hoping to come back before the end of the year if we can. But if not, then it'll be at the top of 2013 when hopefully we've got some new music and some fun stuff to talk about.
Anika wants to know what happened to Scottish Flat Stanley.
She knows. She's just...
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. I'm hoping you understand.
Okay, yeah. Flat Stanley is... Flat Stanley, I guess, is this famous book about... It's so silly. I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys. well, it's actually pretty cool, but it's basically this book about this... It's a kid's book about this character named Stanley, and I forget the story, but basically... At some point, he has a horrible accident, and he gets flattened and is reduced to a small, tiny, flattened form. And he travels the world, though, with these kids, these students, and he gets to meet all kinds of crazy people. Like, he's met, there are pictures of presidents with Flat Stanley and all this other sort of stuff. So one girl sent us a Flat Stanley, and we took him with us to Australia. And so since then, we've received a ton of Flat Stanleys from fans with a lot of international flair. We've had Flat Stanleys with Lederhosen on. We've had a Scottish Flat Stanley. But yeah.
She's asked. What happened to it?
Well, before the end of the tour, he met his demise. it wasn't intentional, but you know, Flat Stanley, we're sorry to report, is no longer with us.
Someone wants to know, are you planning to release a DVD or a CD sometime?
We've actually talked about that a lot. We really would like to, in the next year or so, film a couple shows and put out a DVD. But as of right now, we don't actually have anything filmed or, you know, planned for release.
I think we should film the Isle of Wight Festival show. That'd be a really good DVD, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
Us personally.
That's what we personally think.
We need to find out if... we're going to have to... I'll have to ask our manager if they're filming, because they might be doing some of their own filming that we could kind of...
So I know that I know from artists before they've picked up DVDs and stuff for their performances, so...
Yeah, so, Steve, maybe we can get some of that footage to put online. It'd be fun for everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be really, really good, wouldn't it? Now, last but not least, my good friend, who's very jealous of us and a very big fan of you, Courtney Hay, wants to know, what would you be doing if you weren't a singer?
Oh, boy. You know, it's funny. I was actually practicing law before we started really being able to focus only on music. I mean, we've been doing the music well before I ever started even practicing law. But I wasn't really happy with it. So the more I've always had a fascination with the entertainment industry. And so I think if I weren't doing this, I would I'd probably be either a professor at a university or a lawyer, or I think I would probably be in the music industry somehow, like as a manager of artists or as an A&R guy at a label, something like that. Fabian's very artistic. He graduated with architecture. Wow. And I think he would have gone on to be an architect or to do something very hands-on, start his own. I mean, he's even doing that now. He's working on, you know, starting his own, clothing design,
Blimey, company, wow.
Things like that. And Alejandro, I think just music, honestly, like something in the music business.
It's in his blood.
And I think he's got a good business. He's got a good business mind. So I could have seen him being an executive of some sort or starting kind of like a mom and pop label, which actually, we're doing right now also. So.
I agree. Now, Daniel, it's been an absolute honor having you join us this afternoon on the show.
Well, thank you, guys, and we'll definitely have to hang out when we're
on
the Isle of Wight.
We will. Can we just ask you a quick favour?
Sure, sure.
Do you reckon you can give your performance at the Isle of Wight Festival a little plug for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Off you go. Sorry to put you on the spot. Do you want to just Weird Boys Avenue, you can catch us at the Isle of Wight Festival or something like that so we can play it out?
Right, okay. This is Daniel from Boyce Avenue, and you're listening to Vectis Radio, and we hope you'll catch us at the Isle of Wight Festival.
That's brilliant. It is, isn't it, Callum? Now, we're going to see you at the Isle of Wight Festival for sure.
We won't miss it.
We won't miss it. 75 days to go.
The countdown begins.
We always count down. It's quite shocking, really, isn't it? Well, I was up the site the other day, and it's actually looking really good, and I was just picturing that big top there with Boyce Avenue in it.
I can't wait, guys. We'll have to hang out, get a pint, and you'll have to let us know what you think of the show.
We will
definitely. Now we're going to play you out to the amazing track that is "Hear Me Now." Do you want to introduce it, or shall I?
I'll go ahead. This is Daniel again from Boyce Avenue, and you're listening to our single "Hear Me Now."
Oh, God. Vectis Radio, more in tune with its listeners.